For the next few minutes, I scoured the bazaar in vain. Maybe the old merchant's eyes had betrayed him, except it seemed a blue kite. The thought of getting my hands on that kite. I poked my head behind every lane, every shop. No sign of Hassan. I had begun to worry that darkness would fall before I found Hassan when I heard voices from up ahead. I'd reached a secluded, muddy road. It ran perpendicular to the end of the main thoroughfare bisecting the bazaar. I turned onto the rutted track and followed the voices. My boots squished in mud with every step, and my breath puffed out in white clouds before me. The narrow path ran parallel on one side to a snow-filled ravine through which a stream may have tumbled in the spring. To my other side stood rows of snow-burdened cypress trees peppered among flat-topped clay houses, no more than mud shacks in most cases, separated by narrow alleys. I heard the voices again, louder this time, coming from one of the alleys. I crept closer to the mouth of the alley and held my breath, peeked around the corner. Hassan was standing at the blind end of the alley in a defiant stance, fists curled, legs slightly apart. Behind him, sitting on piles of scrap and rubble, was the blue kite, my key to Baba's heart. Blocking Hassan's way out of the alley were three boys, the same three from that day on the hill, the day after Daoud Khan's coup, when Hassan had saved us with his slingshot. Wali was standing on one side, Kamal on the other, and in the middle, Asif. I felt my body clench up, and something cold rippled up my spine. Asif seemed relaxed, confident. He was twirling his brass knuckles. The other two guys shifted nervously on their feet, looking from Asif to Hassan, like they'd cornered some kind of wild animal that only Asif could tame. "Where's your slingshot, Hazara?" Asif said, turning the brass knuckles in his hand. "What was it you said?" "They'll have to call you One-Eyed Asif." "That's right, One-Eyed Asif. Well, that was clever, really clever." "Then again, it's easy to be clever when you're holding a loaded weapon." I realized I still had...